All of you know my testimony, I'm sure, because I recognize so many familiar faces. You remember, I was a Roman Catholic for many years. I studied for the priesthood, and I was a monk. I was then left at the age of 30 and became a Protestant minister. I was unsaved for 14 years as a Protestant minister, and then 8 years ago, I was wonderfully led to the Lord through a layman who was consecrated in working for the Lord. Now, since that time, I have been conducting the meetings with which many of you are familiar. However, my last thought here tonight as I leave Ireland is one almost of sadness. Not sadness in leaving you, because all of us who own Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior shall meet again. And I know that, and I know that I shall see every one of you. But my sadness comes from the fact that many here are forgetting their priceless heritage. Many are forgetting the things for which their ancestors fought and died. They are forgetting the Word of God, and they are joining very readily in union with Rome, not in a union of fellowship, but submitting to the doctrine of Rome. Now I pray that you may be vigilant and alert in these days. Rome is creeping subtly into your lives, into your homes, and into your churches. Your ministers are no longer alert. It is up to you to carry the banner for Christ. And therefore, stand firm in the faith. Stand, I say. Put on the whole armor of God, not part of it. Take unto yourself the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, and do battle for the Word. And above all, I would tell you this as I leave tonight. My joy has been very keen here to work with the Evangelical Protestant Society, because I feel it is the one society where all denominations can unite in an outward protest for the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is a positive organization, and I pray as I leave the shores tomorrow night that you may unite behind the Evangelical Protestant Society with your prayers, with your giving, and help them to fight your battle. They're not fighting any other battle except the battle for the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And now unto God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost be ascribed his most just due. And may the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with each one of us and abide with us evermore.